The BBC presents Bernie Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock Papa. Margot Fontaine, not the scenery of it. I've quite got the hang of it. Two turns and then I have one.
Shut up! Bring the curtain down. I'm coming in. Now listen, Yolanifer, you've been making enough noise in here to...
Go on, go on. Then what are you laughing at?
You.
I see no cause for that. You should be over here.
What the heck are you wearing?
This, I should think it is obvious. This is my ballet set.
Ballet? I've never seen a ballet dancer wearing long flannel combs and a pair of carpet slippers tied up with pink ribbon.
Well, you have now. Come on, give us a few twirls around the room.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What's the matter with you? You see the Covent Garden Ballet on television and you go mad. Buy a long player of the Swan Lake and prance around the living room all day long.
Puff. That's a loose translation. Puff.
I don't puff, I direct.
Leave the hall, madam, please. Not you chipping in, or whatever it is. Quite a fair dancer, I may add. You should see me do the pas de deux from Act One. The old feet flapping up and down there like sparrow's wings. Look, I think it's very me, you know, this ballet. Delicate and graceful, because I can move like a cat when I like. Can't you see it? Margot Fontaine and Anton Hancockova in Swan Lake.
Are you kidding? They wouldn't put you in Swan Lake. You might fall in and flood the orchestra pit.
Well, I admit I may have to shed a pound or two here or there. It does matter to me out of bed, as a matter of fact. Can't get my leg up very high because my stomach gets in the way.
Well, if you ask me, I think ballet's stupid.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, that's finished it, doesn't it? Yes, you've spoken now. They're all closed down now.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I just think ballet's stupid.
Well, of course you do. We all know you. Rock and roll, hula hoop and spasm dancing, that's you. Straight out of the jungle. Look at the shape of your head. We all know about you. What you don't realize, William, is that ballet is a high art form. It appeals to the intellect, of which I may add I have more than my fair share. Does it do you good to get interested in something like this?
Well, there are some things I like about it. I mean, when the chorus dancers on, it's quite a leg show, isn't it?
Quite a leg show. I don't even notice their legs. When they're up there on that stage, I don't see a woman, I see a swan. That accounts for some of the women I've seen you up with. That has got nothing to do with it. I know what my lady friends look like. I am under no illusion. Just that I can't afford to be choosy a man of my build. I fancy Anita Ekberg the same as everybody else, but I'm realistic about it. If you can't have the butterfly, you have to make do with the moth. And some of your moths are really eaten. I know. That's why I love the ballet. The muse takes over. The beauty and grace of the dance infiltrates into your very soul. Oh, it's a wonderful sight, William. Watch, I'll tell you. For your benefit, I shall now proceed to dance the dying swan from Act Three of Checkmate.
but isn't that supposed to be a woman's part?
Well, yes, if you're a purist, I suppose. You just have to use your imagination. Imagine me as Madame Jelena Yulanova. Now, hang on a minute. Hold on, she's nearly 50. I think I'll be Margot Fontaine. Music. I might point out that owing to the discrepancy of our living rooms at the Covent Garden stage, I've had to rewrite the choreography. Just lay back and be intoxicated by the sheer beauty of my movement. Stand back, here we go. Left hand down.
Let the grace of the dance, you'd be out of bed. The accuracy and movement is the secret of this laugh. The symbolic movement of the arms and legs in time with the music. The subtlety of the slight twists and turns of the body and the hands. Let the position of the head as I answer the charge. And first the emotion that I do me part of the across the...
Oh, And the death twist of the torso as I tumbled out of the coal bucket.
What went wrong?
I don't know. I think my steel toe cap buckled. I must admit, I haven't altogether mastered it yet. One or two details I've got to get right. But then I've only been doing it for a couple of days. I'll have to pick up a few pointers. That's why we're going to see the Covent Garden.
We?
Yes. Me to improve my dancing and you to get the cobwebs out of your head and wake up to the higher things in life. We'll go down to the ticket agency and book up.
To Marcel Lady, Thursday, July the 12th, 1963. Have you enjoyed it? Good day, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sir. Best ticket agency at your service. We found a new citizen. What can I do for you?
I want two tickets for Covent Garden.
Certainly, sir. Where are we now? I've got the booking list here somewhere. Covent Garden. That'll be under the sea, won't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, it should be. I mean, Covent Garden, it starts at the sea, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's perfect, isn't it? And the sea. Now, let's see now. Covent Garden, sea. C before D, isn't it?
Well, it used to be.
Well, I bet you, it doesn't change much, does it? Here we are. Who's in charge? Chocolate soldier. Call me magic. What we're looking for?
Covent Garden.
Oh, yes, of course, Covent Garden. That's Robert Jimmy Edwards, isn't it?
I don't think so. It's the ballet.
What are they doing in Jimmy Edwards' show?
They're not in Jimmy Edwards' show.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised they left. It's not their cup of tea.
Look, they never were in Jimmy Edwards' show. They're with the ballet at Covent Garden Opera House.
Oh, well, it's a good thing to branch out, isn't it? It gets touched otherwise.
I want to see the ballet.
And so you shall. Best ticket service never fails. We'll get you in somehow. You want two tickets? You shall have two tickets. I've got near somewhere. Oh, here we are. Look, I knew I'd find them.
Good girl, yes.
Here we are. Send them out. In the envelope. And there we are. Two front stalls. 24 and 25, Wednesday night. Waiting for Godot. Next.
Wait a minute. You've given me the wrong ticket.
And Waiting for Godot, Wednesday night.
No, I'm not waiting for Godot.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I've got a date for tonight.
I want two tickets for the Covent Garden Ballet.
I'll tell you what, make it a Palladium and I'll break my date.
It's not for you, it's for me and for my friend. Now, have you or have you not got two tickets for the ballet?
Oh, all right. Where do you want? Big collection, stalls, boxes, Royal Circle, gallery.
Out of the box.
Sold out. By the Royal Circle.
Royal Circle.
Full out.
I must get in.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Two here. So, look, right hand side.
I'll have them.
23 and 6. Thank you. Call again.
Good. Where are these seats?
Just there.
Good. You get a fiddle to go with these?
Oh, why?
It's the orchestra pit.
Is it? Oh, there's not going to be a spot in there tonight. I'm almost doing that.
Work hard, aren't you? Look, anything, please. Two tickets, that's all I want.
Oh, well, see what I can do. Can you wait a minute? There's a big queue behind you. Just let me get rid of them. Next.
Two tickets for Covent Garden, please.
Certainly, sir. There we are. 26, please.
Thank you. Good day.
Good day. Now, what was it you wanted?
Two tickets for Covent Garden.
Oh, what a pity.
What?
Well, I just sold the last two not a minute ago. Oh, what a pity you didn't get here earlier.
I've been here for 10 minutes.
Fred? It's got a troublemaker here.
I'm not a troublemaker. I'm a ballet lover. I want to see the ballet, that's all.
Then queue up outside the theatre for unreserved seats. Well, this time these people coming here don't know what they want to see.
Have you got two unreserved seats for tonight's performance, please? I must see it.
I'm sorry, I'll have to get on the end of the queue.
No. Come on, William, on the queue.
Oh, no, look at the size of this queue. What chance do we stand? We'll never get in.
Now, stop moaning. I'm going to get in to see this ballet if we have to line up all night. Now, get on the queue.
A quick, Tub. Look, it's moving. It's moving. Come on. Good.
Well? Well? Here we are. Richmond Bridge, 10 miles away. Couldn't you see it was a bus queue we were on?
Well, it's no use going back. Let's go to the pictures and see the naked hills.
It's not what you think, and we're not going. We're going back to Covent Garden. I'm going to see that ballet if it's the last thing I do. What's the time? 7 o'clock. Oh, we might get in after all, half an hour before curtain time. How far are we from the front of the queue?
Hold on, I'll go and have a look.
Ah, there you are. It's 7:30. Where have you been?
Looking for the front of the queue.
Looking? Well, how long is it?
I don't know. I only got halfway. Oh, let's go, and we'll never get in tonight.
We're stopping here. You never know your luck. See, look, they're moving. Come on, Dad. Move on there. Go on. See, 2 yards nearer. That's the star. Hello, we're off again. Marvelous. There we are.
Yeah, back where we started.
It's that fat woman down there. Leaving the queue and coming back again.
Why did you keep still, madam? Why did you go home and let 3 of us get in?
Oh, yes, charming. You've got the aristocracy in. I don't know what the ballet is coming to. Don't you agree, sir?
What?
I was saying, shocking class of person coming to the ballet these days.
Yeah.
Vulgar, very vulgar.
Yeah.
Have a welk.
No, thank you.
Hey, Tubble, we're going to wait here all night. Don't panic, we'll get in. It doesn't start for 15 minutes.
Ticket, get your black market ticket. Give away crazy. 13 shilling stalls, only 10 guineas. Only a couple left. Now come along, let's have you.
Hello, Anchor.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I am not buying any.
You won't get in if you don't. I'm the only man in London who's got tickets. Look, a whole bundle of them here.
10 guineas each? I wouldn't encourage you. Go on, be off with you before I lay about you.
You want to see the show, don't you?
Of course I want to see it. It's my life's ambition.
Do you know how far you are from the pay box?
Not far.
2.5 miles.
That's all right. They allow 12 standing at the back.
You won't get in this year.
We shall see.
Unless, of course, you buy a ticket. You could go in straight away.
No.
The curtain goes up in 1 minute.
No.
Da-da-dee-dum.
Shut up.
I'm only trying to help you. Well, you want to get in, I've got the ticket.
At 10 guineas a time.
I don't want you to think I'm making any fortune out of this because I'm not. I had to buy the ticket.
How much?
15 bob each. I'm only doing it because I'm a ballet lover.
You're making £9.15 profit per ticket. How could you say you're a ballet lover?
If you were making £9.15 a ticket, mate, you'd also be a ballet lover.
What a cad you are, making money out of a cultural occasion. You're right, Tub. 20 guineas is a lot of money. It's not worth it.
Of course it's not.
20 guineas, what? That's 8 weeks unemployment money.
I know.
Think of all the Elvis Presley records we could buy with it.
I'll have two, please, sir. That's my boy. Here we are, it. 20 guineas. And I hope you enjoy it.
I will, don't worry. At last, I'm going to see the Covent Garden Ballet. Well, cheer up, everybody. We're going in. Look, we got tickets. How's that? Don't give up. Yes, everything comes to me awake. I'll tell you what it's like when I come out. Oh, dear. Hey, come on, Tub. Let's go to the theater. It's starting any minute. I've got them, my good man, I've got them. I'd go home if I were you lot, no use queuing. Stick your ear up against the wall, you might hear the music. Lead on, my good fellow, when does the performance start?
All right, let's see your tickets. Kick off 3 o'clock.
What are you talking about? Give us the ticket. Use your eyes, look, it's got it printed there. That's looking down there, let it. Come, move your thumb. Free City versus Arsenal. Kick off 3 o'clock. A football match. What a twister that man is. Look.
What?
Even the football match is last Saturday. Come on, back on the queue. Oh, we were along here somewhere.
Well, you were up early, mate.
What's the matter? Didn't you like it?
Your program 20 guineas, eh?
Take that notice, William, wherever you are. Take that notice, William. Hold your head up and walk past like an Englishman. Ah, there we are. This is our place. Excuse me.
What may I ask you think you're doing?
It's my place. You remember me? I was standing here. Have a welk. You remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just move in again.
Well, I do mind, so just move out again.
I beg your pardon, this is my place.
This was your place, you left a few. Now get behind me.
Oh, all right, one place doesn't make any difference. Come on, William, in here.
Oi.
Yes?
Well, yeah, you're doing barging in the queue.
I'm not barging him. The man in front told me to get behind him.
Well, you're not getting in front of me. There'll be a nice little man and get behind.
Now, listen, my good man.
Yes?
Would you mind letting go of my collar and putting me back on the ground? It would be a privilege to stand behind you. Come on, William, in here behind him.
Oi!
Don't tell me I'm standing in front of you, aren't I?
Yes.
That's different advantages, you know. We're keeping the cold wind off your lower portions.
Most considerate. Now, up here, get behind me.
Come on, William, in here.
Oi!
Just go in, just go in. You didn't have to do that. I wasn't going to stand in front of you.
Go on. Get out. Get behind.
I didn't even know it was a queue for the ballet. Halfway across Tower Bridge. I hope it goes up and you all fall in.
Oh, there's not much point in an argument, Tub. It's the last one. Get behind it.
Isn't it marvelous? Twice as far away as when we started.
Well, let's go home. It's 9:30. The ballet's half over me now.
We are staying here. With a bit of luck, we'll be right in front of the queue for tomorrow night.
You mean we're going to sleep on the pavement all night?
It won't be anything new for you, except that you'll be sober. I'm going to see the ballet if we have to queue up for a week. My word, it's a bit tighter than the mold, isn't it? I'm perished here. Bill, are you awake? Bill!
What?
Cold, isn't it? Isn't it cold?
Oh.
Yeah, there's an all-night pub down by Covent Garden. Nip down there and get the hot water bottle filled up. Oh, it's bitter, isn't it? Look at the pavement. Frozen bodies as far as the eye can see. Cold, hungry, nowhere to put their heads. Ooh, some smart lad could make a fortune tonight.
Hot coffee, steak, fries, hot water bottle. Get your blankets, pillows, thank you, sir. 5 pounds, 10.
Hot fries, 7 and 6, thank you.
Hello, Ankit. What are you doing out here? I'm waiting for the football match to start.
Oh, dear.
Don't tell me I sold you the wrong ticket.
Yeah.
Now, fancy me doing a thing like that. Now, that's the trouble of working two queues. I just don't know what to say.
Don't know what to say? What about saying, here's your money back and £5 for your trouble?
Nah, that wouldn't sound right coming from me, would it?
Well, I want my money back.
Of course you do. And I'm going to give it to you.
Oh? This is a new sit. I don't quite know how to deal with it.
You are going to give me 20 guineas back.
Certainly.
Without any strings or conditions or provisos.
Sure.
Hard cash in my hand.
Yes.
Bill, I don't like this. Either he's ill or I'm in for it. Well, then go on. I'll take a chance. Give me the money.
All right. Here we are then. 5, 10, 15, 20, £21.
Quick, Tub, run.
No, it's all right.
Bill, he's repented. Well done, Steve.
It's a pleasure, Vaughn. Well, now, how about you buying a cup of coffee off of me? Help a struggling man make a living.
Of course, Sidney. I could do with it anyway, out here all night. We'd have 2 cups of coffee and a steak pie each.
Anything else? I mean, there must be cold sitting in a shop doorway. What about some blankets?
Pillows. Very good idea. 2 of each, please.
Right. Stand back. There we are. 2 blankets, 2 pillows. Take your cellophane off and mind the glass. We've got a bed in there, too, as well, if you want to drag it out.
No, that'll be all. How much do I owe you?
Let me see. 2 coffee, steak pie, blanket. Pillows and a brick. £33.
Run, Bill.
Stop, Steve.
Here they go, off into that den, through the brick, right through the window.
Referee of the nerves will rise. You have been found guilty of stealing 2 blankets and a pillow from a shop window. I propose to make an example of you. We have too much of this sort of thing going on. Fined £20.
Good help. Can we go now? The ballet must get back on the queue. We'll miss the night show as well.
Yes, pay the fine and go.
Come on, Bill. Quick, curtain up in 30 minutes. We'll just make it. The queue, they've moved.
Oh, it could be anywhere between here and Covent Garden.
We must find it. We haven't got much time.
Hey, after that copper. You might know where it is.
Here, excuse me, Constable. I've been queuing up for the ballet for 2 days, and I was forcibly ejected from it last night, and now it's not here. I must find it. It's the last chance I'll get to see it. Could you please tell me where I can find the queue?
Well, can you see your sign, Naomi's too big.
Never mind, I'll ask somebody else.
No, don't go away. Everybody does that. I haven't had a chance to answer questions since I joined.
Yeah, well, I'll come back tomorrow and I'll ask Dustin.
No, no, no. They all say that and I never see them again. No one ever asks me nothing. Even when I tell them the time, they go across the road and check with someone else. It's destroying my confidence. Now, come on, don't be rotten. Ask me a question.
Very well. Well, a question.
Yes.
Now, think very carefully.
Yes.
You've got to go on, would you?
Yes.
Where is the queue for the ballet?
Oh, you going to the ballet?
Yes.
Oh, you lucky. I've got Sandy in the middle of Piccadilly Circus getting knocked down all the time.
Do people knock you down?
Well, only if they see me. It's those people who ask me the question the day before.
Where will you be tomorrow?
Just here.
I'll go and buy a car.
No, no. No, stop messing about.
Now, look, do me a favor. Concentrate.
Yes.
Where's the ballet queue? There's not much time. It'll be starting any minute.
All right, don't panic. Now, which end of the queue do you want?
The end you get on.
Well, that depends what way it's facing, doesn't it?
I'm going to ask somebody.
No, 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 you're not. You stay here. No, don't be mingy.
You take those handcuffs off me.
No, not till I've answered your question. There. I've thrown the key down the drain hole. Now, you want the ballet, don't you?
Yes.
I like ballet, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm trying to get there.
I'm a member of the police ballet company.
I don't care. The police ballet company?
Yes.
Do you mean to say they find slippers to fit them?
Yes, they're very good too. You know, I danced Romeo and Juliet one year. I was Juliet.
What a surprise.
I tell you what, if your friend blows the traffic up, I'll show you a few steps, love.
Don't bother, it's most kind. Just tell me where the queue is. I bet you don't even know what it is.
I do too know where it is.
Well, come on, tell us.
No.
Why not?
Because you've been nasty to me.
Well, I'm sorry, where is it?
Well, I tell you what.
What?
You try and guess, and I tell you if you're right.
All right, then. Well, let's see now. That's out with a bit of a... Piccadilly.
No.
Sharpie Avenue.
You're getting warm.
Kick off first.
Go on.
This is ridiculous.
No, go on. Start all over again. Here, would you rather play something else? What about car numbers?
No, I've got a better idea. We'll play hide and seek.
Oh, yes. Let me be it.
You're it, all right. Right, now you close your eyes and count up to 10.
Mm. 1, 2, 3.
Come on, Bill, run. It's near the stand. There's the theatre. Come on. You sure that's it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, but what are you doing here?
Well, you forgot I'm handcuffed to you. Well, I found you. You're it now.
Look, you're sure this is the right theatre. There's no queue.
Who is it? They've all gone in.
Well, thank you very much. You've been most helpful. Goodbye.
We're still handcuffed. So I have to come in with you.
Well, for our sake, I only hope we get a seat together. Now, here we are at last. The pay box. Three, please. Thank you. Come on, quick, upstairs. Say, Tubbard, it's
packed.
Well, of course it's packed. Can't you feel the excitement, eh? £50 it's cost me, but it's worth every penny. Good, the curtain hasn't gone up yet. Now, there's our seat. Excuse me, do you mind?
Excuse me. Here we are.
Sit down. My, look, this has nothing to see. Hello, they're all getting up.
Excuse me,
goodbye. Well, where are they all going?
They're going home. It's all over. We're 3 hours late.
But if you knew that, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't like to spoil it for you. Where should we go now?
I don't know.
Let's go to a nightclub. We've got a few quid left. I like nightclubs. If we get too naughty, I'll blow me whistle and close it. Yeah. What do you think we'll go dancing, eh? Pick up some girls.
Charming.
And I'll have to stay over the weekend.
I'm madly gay.
Yeah. We can't get the keys before Monday. We'll go for a picnic on Sunday, eh?
Oh, yes, yes.
We're going to see Master Mr. Mabel.
Oh, blimey.
And we can have a lovely weekend. Caned up.
Oh, show me. Is there a blacksmith in the house?
You've been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, starring Terry Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wallace Stott, Tchaikovsky, and Sir John Barbarolli. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Gorson. The program was produced for the BBC by Tom Ronald.